Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's the Aretha, the great Aretha Franklin. And bringing us back, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between. We'll, I think we got something we can help you with there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and on my blog's there too, by the way. And we have a poll question every week, a different question on the homepage there. And we want to know what you think. When you give us your answer, you will see how the poll is going so far. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Gary Harps has a great body of work that he's deposited with us there over the years. Since he's been a member of our Brain Trust, he's the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence, and then Six Disciplines Execution Revolution. That's the new book, right, Gary?
Yes, it is.
And so check that out, folks. And that's sixdisciplines.com. And plus, the books are available wherever books are sold. Right, Gary?
That's right.
Gary, we're talking about, folks, we're talking about not confusing what you're trying to do to get better with regard to what's around you, what you see around you, and the strategy thinking that you need to be having, which is what you can't see, but where your industry and your marketplace and your customers and the world are going. How did I do in that explanation, Gary?
I think it's a good explanation. There's one thing I wanted to ran short there on the break that I want to finish a thought
right
on, if you'll permit me.
Okay.
And it's this idea that strategy is based on activities. It's not based on words. It's based on activities, what you do differently, not what you say differently, but what you do differently. And I'll just relate a story that illustrates what I hear fairly frequently. I was working with a small ad agency somewhere, and I said, well, what is it that makes you different? And he said, well, we give premium services compared to our competitors. And I said, well, what do you mean by premium
services?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
so I went through and said, well, tell me what it is that you do differently than your competitors. Do you hire better people? Do you pay more money? Do you recruit them differently? Do you train them differently? Do you have better hardware? Do you have better software? And in no area could he explain any activity that was different than his competitors.
He was just saying it.
Yeah, you've got a slogan.
Yeah.
That's not a strategy. That's a slogan.
That's right.
And here's what's interesting. A lot of confusion around that.
Here's what's interesting, Gary. In all the 20th century, and maybe even part of the last decade, you could get away with that to some degree. But today, with the customer in control of the relationship and with the ability for customers to tell the world about their experience with you, your slogan has to match. You can have a slogan, but it has to match reality or you're found out to be a fraud. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Those days are gone. Totally agree with you.
Yeah.
So, you know, strategy is not for the marketeer. Strategy is for the people inside the organization. And the marketeers can eventually publish what you're doing differently.
Right.
And that becomes your brand, but it better line up or it's not a brand.
Do you think strategy is going to be more important? You know, strategy as a business practice is only about 50 or 60 years old. Do you see it becoming more important in the future than ever before?
Well, I've seen it go through this phase here in maybe 10 years ago, where everybody kind of threw up their hands and said, everything's changing so fast, the only strategy is just to be adaptive. And I think we're more and more coming out of that thinking. It's absolutely wrong. The only way you can cope with all this rapid change is to know who you are so you can put your investments in a sustained direction. But if you just throw up your hands, you don't invest in anything, and you'll never be different than anyone.
Wouldn't one way of thinking for a small business owner to think about strategy, what do you think about this idea, to think about strategy is to say, okay, we want to be authentic. The marketplace, let's stipulate, Gary, that the marketplace is going to demand that you be authentic. How can my company, how can this company be more authentic, not only today, but tomorrow, a year from now, 5 years from now? Would that be a way to focus on strategy?
Well, I think authenticity is exactly what we're talking about. I would just add to it, though, authentic in sort of what direction?
Right.
I mean, you can be authentic in better customer service. I was in a restaurant recently where every single person in that restaurant that waited on me smiled at me.
Wow.
Spoke to me.
What, did you go to Mars or something?
It was amazing. And, you know, these differences don't have to be rocket science.
And they don't have to cost a lot of money either, do they?
They don't. It doesn't cost a lot to interview and hire somebody and set the expectation. Leave your problems at home when you come to office and smile. If you can't do that, then you're not part of our team.
Now, this is really important. The smile, folks, is operational excellence. The deciding to hire and train and deploy people who do that, that's strategy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a great distinction. I love the way you said that. You know, you can decide to hire people that have a certain kind of demeanor and characteristic. There's no excuse for hiring grumps.
Right. And so, folks, this is how any small business can execute both of these, operational excellence and strategy. But strategy, the way we're talking about it, Gary, strategy comes first, then the excellence.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Give us the website again one more time.
It's sixdisciplines.com.
And the Six Disciplines Execution Revolution is his new book, which is the follow-up to Six Disciplines for Excellence. I can't get that out of my head. Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Gary Harps is our guest. Gary, will you come back again real soon?
Absolutely.
Have a
great holiday, Jim.
You too, Gary. See you later. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blisingame. Stay with me, I promise. I'll be right back.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.